Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So let's talk a little bit about kind of the when of homeschooling and when to make things happen. How do things unfold? And I know it's not always, you know, according to age, you know, at this specific age, you do this specific thing because all of our kids are wired differently. But, you know, how do you know, you know, as we're thinking of that analogy of someone, you know, on your tail pushing you to move faster, right. We can sometimes do that with our kids, right?
For sure.
Try to push them to move faster than they're ready to move. So talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. That's been so challenging for me because I have my middle son is ready to do fourth grade, but he's in third grade. And my older son is only ready for third grade when he's in fourth grade. So it's kind of like flip-flopped, and to try to cater their education to where their individual needs are. It's hard to let go of where they should be. Because in homeschooling, there is no behind or ahead. It really can just be where their brain is at or developmentally. It doesn't have to be where it should be. So, I mean, my friend Michelle, who I interviewed as well, she has 9 children. One of them was ready to read at age 4. Another one was not ready to read until age 9. He was in the second grade when he finally started getting the concepts that when he finally started putting together phonetics, and it just finally clicked at that age. But she says that she had read a book by Dr. Moore, and he writes a book called Better Late Than Early. And she felt that it just gave her the freedom to really go at the pace of the child. So she says the only thing that we missed out on were tears and frustration. And by the time that he was in third grade, he was right at the level he was supposed to be because the readiness was there. So I always say, when do we teach the next concept? When they're ready. Just like, when do they learn to potty train?
Yeah.
When they're ready. I don't sit here and ask you like, hey, when you potty trained. Like, nobody asks that anymore.
I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea.
it really doesn't matter in the long run what age you started to read. It just, the developmental mind is, I mean, your minds develop at all different paces. And even according to that book, they can say as late as 12 that the mind might not even be ready to read. It is when we push our kids too hard, I feel like it almost like it backfires on us. Or on me personally, I've experienced this where I'm trying to get my kid to do something that they're not ready for. And what that ends up doing is causing them to take longer to do that thing because they're frustrated. Like, I could give you so many more examples. Yeah. Like my daughter, she just learned how to ride a bike. She's 7. And I mean, a lot of people might say, well, that seems kind of late to learn how to finally take the training wheels off of the bike. But now she's riding just as good as her brothers who are 9 and 10.
Yep. And you cannot make it happen.
Right.
You cannot force a child to learn something, or even, you know, like you're talking about riding a bike or potty training, you cannot force a child to be more advanced in an area than what they're ready to be. Yep. And so I love your friend's perspective on that, and that all she missed out on was the tears and frustration because so many moms, you know, and we're conditioned to think this way because it's how the traditional school works, whether public or private. You know, kids learn to read in kindergarten. Okay, well, some kids really struggle with that and they don't learn to read in kindergarten. And then they're labeled as, you know, kids, oh, they might need some help. They, you know, they're maybe dyslexic, which maybe they are, maybe they're not, maybe they're just simply not ready for it. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes those kids are the ones who can build a tower out of Legos by the time they're 3.
Exactly.
And their sibling who's reading circles around them can barely put 2 pieces of Legos together. You know, they're just different. They're just wired differently. And so as parents, we get to be the ones to know them best and cater to their learning abilities and to their learning styles as well. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.